Real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast, be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
I've started a couple of businesses over the years, but Developpreneur was a little bit more of a labor of love kind of an approach. It was something that came out of a desire to help other people. Part of it was just sharing all of the experience I'd had in some of the other jobs and consulting and working in numerous startups and environments. And I realized that I'd spent a lot of time learning a lot, and it made sense to essentially give some of that back, to spend some time doing, initially it was blogging, but then podcasts, presentations, mentor type sessions. And all of this is really just to go out there and a little bit, it is a little bit selfish because it helps me, because it means that there are better teams and better resources available out there to get the work done and to really just overall raise the level, the average level of the playing field when you're talking about software development in particular, but also helping those that are trying to do their side hustles and launch their own little startups of varying sorts. A side hustle is almost always a bootstrap of some sort. The initial resources that you're giving are time. And there are some costs and things like that, obviously part of any given business. In my particular situation, I had prior businesses and I had some other needs and requirements outside of this one. And so it was really a little bit of a shared resources, shared cost, bootstrap kind of an approach. Is that there would be something that I needed to do for like my primary consulting business. And as part of that, I would look at it with an eye towards, in this case, Developpreneur, and some of its needs. What is it that I needed to do for it? What are some of the resources I needed? For example, it'd be things like a website and servers to host the website. And for the podcast, it was microphone and email addresses and things like that. All of those sort of administrative type details that you need to just get an online site going. And I was able to utilize extra resources in some of these other areas. I had a server that was initially a demo server for consulting. It was for development that I was able to convert over, or not convert, but actually use some of that space to launch the Developpreneur site until we got to a point where we could actually pull that off separately. I had to do calls all the time. And so instead of just keeping it simple, online calls, I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and step up to a microphone and actually do it with a focus towards being able to do podcasting so that I could get something that was useful for sort of a two birds with one stone kind of approach. And then from there, I just continued to have this want and need list for the Developpreneur side and would keep that there and look at other areas where I could either adjust a purchase or in some other case, say, oh, all right, I've got to go tackle this. So let's take on maybe a little bit of extra work. Let's maybe do a little side project or something like that as part of the Developpreneur piece, where we could maybe, you know, like create a project, use as a reference, it becomes content for Developpreneur, but then also make a couple of bucks to pay the bills on the Developpreneur side. My biggest success in bootstrapping has been, as I mentioned, it is the ability to sort of list out needs, wants and needs for business, sometimes very small. It's the kind of thing where you're going through there and saying, oh, it would be helpful to have X. And sometimes that's as simple as like, I don't know, like a stapler or in the past, a speakerphone and things like that, that were, you know, speakerphone before you had cell phones, you sometimes needed those. Yeah, things like that. It's the ability to just have a sort of a to-do list, like a laundry list or a punch list of things that I need. And then to go find little projects, little money-saving things to allow me to slowly build that up. So it takes a little bit of patience, but the things that I need, I can get sooner. And then the things that I want, I have those there. So then I'm constantly feeding back whatever I earn in a business back into the business. The failure side is probably the biggest struggle I have is when I get into things like advertising. There is always going to be that, you know, that upfront cost. You have to pay to advertise, and you're not going to get the money for the advertisement most likely until afterwards. So typically what I've tried to do is some sort of a, like an organic start of some sort. And that has never really seemed to work. Sometimes I get a little bit here and there, but usually I also tend to, I stepped into things a little faster than probably I needed to. So, and as opposed to allowing time for that organic build, I ended up having to go out and advertise, and it just didn't work out quite the same because I always tend to overestimate and then don't get quite back what I need as part of that bootstrapping piece. My best trick, I guess, for bootstrapping is, as I mentioned before, is the ability to, or is the getting in the habit of when you need something or when you see a resource that you need or an item that you need to list that out. Even if you don't have it right away, if you can't afford it right away, and if it's particularly for bootstrapping a business, it's something where often it's not, we don't need it now. We see where our business is going and we don't really need it today, but we do see where we're going to need that somewhere down the line. And so I found that noting that allows me to keep those items as targets or goals to get somewhere along the way. Now, the other thing I've been able to do very well is, I think, based a little bit more on my style of business. Because I deal often in consulting and service type approaches, and like particularly like a developpreneur, it's very easy to go out there and find some little projects here and there. I say easy, but I guess you just have to be intentional about it, is go out and find projects for people where creating that solution or that service for them also is something that works for me. So I have sort of a, again, like a goal or an objective list. And when I go out and look for business, when I go talk to customers, then I have in the back of my mind some of these things where, oh, if I do X for this person, I can also utilize that in a way for myself. Sometimes that's things like buying stuff, like getting bulk services. Sometimes that's signing up for something where you do it more as a, like an OEM or something like that. But then also you get some of the benefits as well. And it can very quickly add up to a really nice bootstrap approach. Thank you for having me. I want to thank everybody in the audience for spending time because it is, there's an investment that you make of time listening to this podcast, to any podcast. And this is you investing in yourself, you're learning, and I really appreciate that. We wouldn't be here without the audience members giving some of their time and some of their attention to some of the topics we've talked about. As a, I guess, as sort of a freebie, which is actually always there, you can always jump out to the Developpreneur website. We have a lot of resources. In particular, there is a Launch Your Internet Business for people that want to, while it's based on an internet business and things like affiliate marketing and things like that, it is a very low-cost way to, if you want to spend a little time working, there's a little bit of technical side to it, but go out there and utilize some of the free tools that are out there and build your own website. At the very least, I think you can get, just in going through this video series, you can get an idea of what's out there, what are some of the things that are available, and how some of these places that you may hire to do your website or to get your online presence out there, these people can get there and you got a better feel for what they're doing and what is the effort involved and what are some of the tools that are available, particularly for things like hosting and having like a content management site and things like that. It can be very, they can seem daunting and seem like they would be very big tools and very times consuming to create. Yet there are ways to do it at a low cost and allow you to sort of dip a toe in and then move forward.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and were able to take away a valuable nugget of information that you can implement right away in your own business. If you feel your story would be valuable for the listeners of this show, please visit frugal.show/guest. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.